Okay, Rabosa, easy steer today. Nothing too dramatic. Let's take a look. So we saw. I want to focus a little bit on this little shock of Itaria. So the Gemara tells us, Amarle Rav Papa La Abaye. So Elame Ata Horug Yatzil. So let the Horug be Matzil. And after all, the Horug is Pasul Eidos. That's the assumption. And we have a principle of Nimsa Echad Mem Karva Pasul Kulam Betalim. So let the Horug pass the entire cat. The Gemara answers, Kahargo, Kashahargo Meachora. No, he didn't see. Nirba Yatzil. Let the Nirba be Matzil. Kisharav Meachorev. Hargo, Horeg Verovea Yatzil. Ishtik. And then the Gemara gives the answer. Amarle, Kiyasa Lakamidarava. Amarle, Yakum Dava Makamidara Kasamidabit. Okay, so let's just break this down a little bit, nice and slow. Rabosai, the Gemara is a Havamina. That the horug shall be matzil. So my question is as follows: did the horug see a ritzicha? Right. At the point that he dies, he's dead. So I think right away, this Havamina is broadcasting a fascinating Chiddush. What's the Chiddush that this Havamina is broadcasting?
Dead person's an aid.
Hi, Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. Too much cheesecake. It turned your brain into mush.
Remember, he didn't see the second that the soul left the body, but he saw everything leading up to it, and that's called the murder, the act of murder. It's not just the act of the neshama leaving the body, it's everything that caused it.
So could you talk like a London Avi?
Is he out to
I was
maybe?
Leibel, could you talk like a Lamden, please? Avi, you're correct, but you're not, you need to talk properly. You're talking foul language.
I was going more from the time that he was already a Rodef, making him Chayev at that point.
Ah.
And the fact that it was carried out, right, that's good, but all you had to do, now that it was carried out, now that we know it was carried out, the victim himself didn't actually have to see the shots of his death, the Shas Nisa. He just knew he was a Rodef, and then he did an act and he died. Something like that along those lines. I can't articulate it
Okay,
right now.
so you're okay. That's an interesting idea. I wasn't going in that direction. So libel is hearkening back to a shiur that we gave a couple of days ago, that there's a that the Maaser Redifa is already like a machayev, is a machayev. So and that we saw in the concept of kimle. So when you're a rodef and you're shover kalim b'shas redifa, so you owe your chiv misa to the balak kalim as well. Because the redif itself is part of the mechayiv. Okay, that's helpful. That's definitely helpful. I'm not going to, I'm going in a similar direction, just a little different. Again, it really Avi said it, but he didn't say it in a way that I think is healthy. I'd like someone to say it better. Kobe, yeah.
So seeing everything like leading up to, you don't even see the actual finalization of the Maisa itself. Like if you look at the
Don't
very
tell me to
end,
look. Just I don't need to look anywhere. Just give me a shot. I don't want to look. I want a
right,
svar.
you don't even, okay, as long as you see enough, right? As long as you see like everything leading up to, like, oh, he's about to stab, you know exactly what's gonna happen next. You don't need to actually see him getting, like, you don't need to see him finishing up.
You're also right. You're also right. I don't love the way you're saying it. Isaac, yeah.
Are we just going for Tosi's answer?
No. I'm wanna no, definitely not. No, I'm not talking about the psul. I'm not talking about the psul. I'm talking about what is the Havamina to say that the Horug can be an aid when he didn't see the Ritzicha. Yosef.
We're saying that he saw the Maaser Ritzicha. He
That
just didn't
okay,
saw
good.
the
That's
shot.
how you're supposed to say it. That's how you're supposed to say it. In other words, the Machayev What is the Mechayev? The Mechayev is the Maisa Ritzicha. He saw the Maisa Ritzicha. What didn't he see? Yeah, okay, that's from. But yes, he didn't see the totsah of the Maisa Ritzicha. He didn't see a dead body, but the Maisa Ritzicha was the trigger, the trigger being pulled. Yes, there is a t'nai. To be chayv misa, there has to be a dead man. But apparently, the edus is not on the dead man. Once we know there's a dead man, that's good. That's a t'nai. But the mechayev is the ma'aser etzicha. The horug saw the ma'aser etzicha. He saw the trigger being pulled in the hava mina, and therefore that, says the Gemara, is sufficient to generate him as a status of an aid. Kamash malam, the kamash malam. But the hava mina is that the aid is an aid because he was witnessing the ma'aser etzicha, which is the trigger being pulled. Okay, I think that's an important point. And again, I think Avi and Kobe were saying it, but I didn't like the way they were saying it. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is a very small, subtle point, but it's a really significant point and one that I'm very excited about. We take a look at Tosas Dimasel Ella. And Tosas writes over here, on the din of the Havmin of Harug Yatzel, why is he Pasul Edus? Perush, Shuhu Baldin Inam Ibnei Shusone, Visone Pasul Edus. So Tosas gives us two possibilities why the Harug, why the victim of the Ritzicha is Pasul Edus. Possibility number one is a Baldin. Possibility number two is that he's a Sone. After all, if someone kills you, or even tries to kill you, but certainly if they succeed in killing you, probably you're going to have some beef with him. And as a result, he will have a status of a Sone. A Sone, we assume there's a propensity he might not think so favorably of him. He might go ahead and embellish the story a little bit, and therefore a Sone is Pasul Edus. So either way, the Tosis gives two possibilities why the Harug is Pasul Edus, either because he is Pasul as a Baldin, or that he's Pasul as a Sone. Then the next Tosis writes, Nirba Yatzil. Why should the Nirba be Matzil, the Rover? Why would you say Nimsech Men Karva Pasul? Mipnei Shu Sone Shel Rovo Ubal Bal Omso. Because he's a Sone. After all, if the Roveya did what? If the Roveya sodomized him and raped him and it was La'unso, so that's probably not going to be his good buddy. It's not going to be an act of endearing friendship by doing that to someone. And as a result, he has a din of a Sone, and a Sone is Pasul Le'edus. Rabosa, when you look at these two Tosasin, one after the other, in contrast, what jumps off the page? Yes, Leibel? Exactly. When it comes to the Harug, there's two possibilities why the Harug is Pasul Edus, either because he's a Baldin or because he's a Sone. When we get to Nirba, he's Pasul because he's a Sone. What happened to Baldin? Why do we assume, why does Tos ignore Baldin? That needs a pshat. That needs a Svara Rabosai. What is the Teres? What is the Svara? Why is it when it comes to a Harug, there's two possibilities why it's Pasul Edus. When it comes to the Nirba, there's only one possibility. There's no Psul of Baldin, it's only Psul of Sone. I'm sure that in your Chevrusa time, and your Seder, that's something you were thinking about. It's an obvious question, it jumps off the page. What exactly is the Pshat? Kobe, have you thought this through? I didn't think so. Okay, Leibel.
I mean, if it's La'onso, is he really a Baldin, or is he somebody making a claim against... I don't think he's anyone that's on trial. He's not... I don't know. Never mind. Take it back. Take that one back.
Okay, it's taken back. Retracted. Nope.
Is libel close? Because I was going to say something similar.
Let's try, Kobe. I'm. You know, it's It's Sunday. We're just getting started. Let's see what you got.
Because the Nirba isn't necessarily the Baldin, right? He could come in and testify that this guy sodomized him, right? So he's not necessarily the, as Lavo said, the person on trial. He can be the person on trial, as we saw, as you see later in Tosfos, which is why he can't come and testify himself if it was Zoni. But if there's one aid, he can come and he can come with that aid and then say that this guy did this to me.
You're talking too much.
My bad. But he's not necessarily the guy on trial, so he's not necessarily the Baldin.
Who's on trial? Who's on trial? Rabosai, who's on trial?
The person who did the act of sodomizing.
The Roveya. Who's on trial in the case of Hariga?
The Horig.
Killer.
Yeah, the Rotseach. So what's the difference? Well, why are you telling me that in the case of the Horug, he's a Baldin, and in the case of the Nirba, he's not a Baldin?
That's why I retracted.
That's the question. Yes, Isaac Shapiro.
I mean, this is really stupid, but the only thing I'm trying, the only thing I possibly think of is that Tosos really doesn't like Baldin even by Horig.
Stop. He said it. Don't tell me.
Yeah, he gave an
Inami. Einstein, he gave an Inami. And I want to know why. I understand. There's two possibilities. Yes, we might find a flaw, but you better tell me the flaw. What is the flaw? Why is it that by Rotseach there was an Inami of Baldin? And you don't have such an Inami when it comes to the Nirba. I'll give you a hint. Where is the Parsha of Ritzicha found? It is found in the Aseres HaDibros. That is true. Is it found anywhere else besides the Aseres HaDibros?
Mishpatim
is correct. It is found in Parshas Mishpatim, on or around Perchav Beis. In what context do you find it in Mishpatim?
Nefesh tachas nefesh.
Meaning to say, I would posit to you as follows. Listen carefully. It's a subtle idea, but I think it's very true. When it comes to Ritzicha, which chelek of Shulchan Aruch will you find? I don't mean this literally. I mean this conceptually. Hilchos Ritzicha in. Conceptually. Yes, Isaac? No, in Hilchos.
Oh, Hilchos, not in Rambam.
In Shulchan Aruch. You could find it either. It would make sense for it to be either in Yeredeya, in what we call Isser Veheter, that which is usher to do. But you can also find it in, you might find it conceptually in Choshen Mishpat. In fact, where is it found? Where is Hilchos Rotseach? Which sefer in the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka is Hilchos Rotseach found in the Yad? I'll tell you the answer. It's found in Sefer Nezikin. Because fundamentally at its core, Ritzicha, at its core, at its essence, is the Avi Avos HaNezikin. And therefore, it is what we call a, you know, it's a crime with a clear victim. The Nirtzach is an injured party, and therefore he is a Baal Dover. There's a claim that he's made. We had this idea in the past when we discussed the Rambam in Kasha Zaman, where you have, when it comes to Misa, he's a Baal Dover. Ritzicha, there's a Baal Dover there. You need a Baal Dover. Hargo Einer Ragin. Ritzicha, there is a Baal Dover. He's a Baal Din. Okay, that's what Tosis is saying in the first Tosis. And that's why the Harug is a Baal Din. He's a player. He's a claimant. He has a claim. When it comes to the din of nearby, here's a big chiddush. But what is Tosis perhaps saying when it comes to the din of nearby? What kind of avera is nearby? Is Rovea nearby? Yes? Yes, Kobe?
Yeah, what's called? He's not necessarily being... They could both get killed for it.
Yeah, yeah, but even in a case of onus, where it's a rape, fundamentally, Rovea is not vera ben adam lamakum. It is not seen as an attack on a person. It's Mishkav Zachar is an Avera ben Adam Lamakom. And as a result, yes, it might yield, if I'm the victim of that attack, it might yield an emotion of Sone. But I'm not a Baal Dover. The Baal Dover of Mishkav Zachar, it's an Avera ben Adam Lamakom. And as a result, the Nirba does not have a status of being a Baal Din. He's not bringing a claim, he's not a claimant, and I believe that's the shift in Tosis, from the first Tosis to the second Tosis. Okay? Yes, Joseph Berg?
Just quickly, why is the case of Nirva any more in Adam the Mukum than Ritzicha is?
You're asking me a why question? Again, I think at its core, while yes, this is a case, let's talk about, you can have a case of Roveya that's Birtsono, that's willful. And in the case that's willful, it's clear that that's not going to be an Avera ben Adam LaMakom. There's two consenting parties. This is the same exact Avera. The Chi of Misa is the same exact Avera for Rovea. You're a sodomizer. So true, that in the case where it's an Ones, there happens to be a victim. That's true. But it's in terms of the core Avera, the Avera is Mishkav Zachar. The Avera is sodomy. And that's the same exact Avera that's being punished in the case of, if it's Beratzon. And Beratzon, it's clear that there's no victim there. Masha'en Kein Ritzicha, inherently in Ritzicha, there is a victim, and as a result, that victim, is again, it's part of what I would call the Avi Avos HaNezikin. Do you understand that split?
There's no way to posit that Ritzicha could also be Ben Adam Lamakom, especially since it's in the, you know, Seres Divros, and something that God put on us.
On the contrary, I think the fact that it's on the, you know, it's on the Ben Adam LaChavero side of the Dibros, but that's secondary. I think the fact that it's found in Parshas HaNezikin, and that's where you find it in the Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, that's where you find it in the Rambam. I think that all portends to the fact that it's a crime. It's a crime with a victim, and the victim is a Baal Dover. The victim is a Baal Dover. It's part of the Parsha of Nezikin. Okay, Avi, and then we got to go weiter. Yeah.
Yeah, in the Torah, does Ritzicha doesn't say the word Jogeva? Because we know by...
No, it does not. It does not.
That's
maybe. Could be. Yeah, could be. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, yeah, very good. Very good. Okay. Okay, boys, let's go. Akiva, Motech, and where are you today? Tuckman, you here today? Okay. Shmuley, how about you? Okay, fantastic. Okay. So let's just learn together the second Tosis, Nirba Yatzil. So Tosis again says, why is the Nirba Pasal Eidus mitnei shusono shal rova baal onsa? V'lo nira. The Hamuchal Beker Kama de Sanhedrin. We have a proof from the first parak in Sanhedrin. The Nirba La'onso is Kashala Edus. That if a person is Nirba La'onso, you want to tell me that this Sugyo over here, Maseches Makos, is a case of Nirba La'onso. He's raped. And as a result, the Nirba is Pasula Edus because he's a Sone. No, that can't be because in Sanhedrin we learn Nirba La'onso is Kashala Edus. He's Kashal Edus. V'yesh L'yashev. So maybe we're talking about a case of to be nirba l'ritzono. The bahachi I record the ksiva meisu gam shneya. Maybe we're talking about a case of nirba l'ritzono, where the nirba and the rovea were consensual. The hainu b'ratzon. Ulahachi parich. And therefore, what is the psul? When the Gemara says, yatzil han nirba, afilu yesh harbe Aidim Harbe Badavar, the Lomit Nesha Sono, came into Lurit Sono, Elaneshu Karov Laatsmo. So says Tosas, no, it can't be Sone. Why can't it be Sone? Because we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that if a person is Ne'enas, it's Nirba La'onso, he's Koshalaidus. So what must it be talking about? It must be talking about a case of Lurit Sono. And why then is he Puzzle? Because if he's one of the Aidim, so who's he testifying about?
Himself.
He's testifying about himself. And about himself, Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, Vikosha. And he says, I don't like this pshat either. Why? Because the Masechet Sanhedrin Aminon Ploni Rivani Lirtsoni Huva Acher Mitztar from the Horgo. In a case, wow, this is a tremendous chiddush, Gemara in Sanhedrin, in a case of Ploni Rivani Lirtsoni, if I testify with someone else, that Ruvain sodomized me, and I was Baratzon. He and I are Neman Lahargo. We are Neman to kill Reuven. And that's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Why are we Neman? Why are we Neman? So this is based on the principle of who's we? Me, the victim. But I'm not really a victim, because it was Baratzon. So me, the Nirba, and a single other aid. So we both testify. I say Ploni, Ruvain, Ravani, Lirtsoni. And another person corroborates that aidus. So Rabosai, how many aidim are testifying about me? How many aidim are testifying about me? The answer is really two. The answer is really two. It's that other aid and myself. But I am not a good aide. Why am I not a good aide? Because you can't testify about yourself. You can't testify about yourself. So I am disqualified by testifying about myself. Okay? Now, if I wasn't disqualified, if I was qualified to testify about myself, what would my status be?
Russia.
I'd be a Russia. And if I'm a Rasha, I'm Pasul Eidus. So how can I testify about the Roveya? Elowat, I am not able to testify about myself. Good? Even though we know what happened. So what's Pshat? How does it work? How can I be Mitztarif to this other aid to disqualify that person? So we have a principle called Palginan Dibura. What does Palgina Dibura mean? We basically bifurcate my words. We divide the Eidus. And the Eidus is saying, I say, Ploni Ravani, this person sodomized me. That I accept. Lirtsoni, and I was willful, that I have no nemanus about myself. And therefore, I can testify with Ruvain to go ahead and put the Rovea to death. Rabos, I have a simple question, and that's really what I wanted to address with you. My simple question is, how many statements did I make, l'chora?
One.
Well, I made one that are two. I testified Ploni Rivani, and then I testified about myself, Lirtsoni. So my question is, am I believed about myself?
No.
No. So we have a principle. We have a principle that says, Eidus shebatla miksasa, batla kula. is that once part of the Eidus is batel, the entire Eidus is batel. So the question at hand is, yes, the Gemara is correct. Tosis is quoting it accurately. Ploni Rivanu Ifsoni is Neman to kill the Roveya. The question is why? After all, I'm not Neman about myself. So we have to go ahead and splice the statement Lirtsoni. And now we have a situation of Eidus Shebatla Miksasa. Why don't we say Batla Kula? How can we go ahead and kill the Roveya? That is an outstanding question that is raised in the sugya. And if you take a look, I'm going to share my screen very, very quickly. But if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so the Gemara just elaborates over here. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef Ploni Ravani La Onso." If it's an ones case, Huva Acher Mitzdarfen La Hargo. So then, me and someone else can be Mitzdarif because I'm an ones. So in that, in such a case, I'm Kashla Edus. Lirtzona Rashi Ator Amar Al Tashes Rashi Eid. Rava Amar Adam Karvetz La Atzmo Ve'Ein Adam Meis Matzmo Rashi. And therefore, I cannot testify about myself, and therefore I'm still believed as to the other fellow, even if it's Britsona. It's exactly what Tosis is quoting. So Amar Rava, and Rava expands the Chiddush. Ploni Ba'al Ishti. Wow. If someone testifies that Reuven, if I say, I'm the husband, I say Reuven slept with Ishti, Hu Ve'acher Mitztarfen Lahargo Avalo Laharga. And in such a case, the husband and the acher can go ahead and be mitzar to kill the boel, but not the isha. Maika mashmalan, what's the chiddush? The mefalkinam b'dibura, that we can bifurcate the edus. Hainu ach, we just said that in the case of Ploni Ravani Liritzoni. Mal detem, you might think, adam kar v'etzel atzma arminan, etzel ishto lo arminan, kamashmalan. So even, you might have thought, that we have a principle of Adam Karvetzel Atzmo, and there we can say Pagina Dibura, but not necessarily by Adam Karvetzel Ishto, Kamash Malani, even Adam Karvetzel Ishto, we can Palginon Dibura, and we can divide the Dibur. Why in the world do we not say Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula? That is the very, very serious question. To answer that question, I want to learn with you the Rush. How many saw the Rush in the back? How many saw it? Very few of you saw it. Okay. How many of you have a Rush in front of you? Does anyone not have the Rush in front of them? Does anyone not have the Rush? Just give me a... Who has the... Let's do it this way. Who has the Rush in front of them? Who's not listening? Yeah, you have it on the sheet. I gave it to you on the sheet. Yoni Stewart, are you here today? Is that a yes? He's somewhere else, boy. Wow. It's embarrassing. Okay, we're going to look at the Ravid together inside. Very, very famous and fundamental Ravid, and it'll hearken you back to the shir that we gave right before Yontif. The Arayvet Zal Kasa B'Tshuvosa. Shekol Eidus Shebatla Miksasa. Normally we have a rule. Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. Says the Arayvet. Kol Eidus Shebatla Miksasa. Machmas Psul Kurva. But if the reason that the Eidus is Batla is because of a Psul Kurva, Batla Kula. Batla Kula. Velo palginan dibura. If it's an issue of kurva, for example, two brothers testify. There's a karo that's testifying, and someone else is testifying. Batla miksasa batla kula. Why? The lo polig barachmana. The amar mashnai ninsach mem karva pasul edusa metela av shosha ama lo palginan edusa. In other words, this principle of edusa batla miksasa batla kula is the sister of the principle of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karva Pasul Kulim Betalim. We do not have partial Eidus. That's the principle. That it can be, an Eidus can be destroyed either by destroying one of the Eidim, and if one of the members of the Kad is Pasul, the whole Kad is out, Nimsa Echad Mehem Karva Pasul, Or if one of the statements of the Eidus is rendered invalid, that also Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. In other words, this principle is the same exact principle. It can be either done on an Eid level or it can be done on an Eidus level. Okay? But now he says as follows. If that's true, then how does that work with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tesma Beis? V'hodam in Sanhedrin Tesma Beis. Adam Karvei Tzla Atzmo, that a person is his own relative. V'ein Meisim Atzmo Rasha. And a person cannot confirm himself as a Rasha, Hainu Dafka, Kishemeyid Al Atzmo. When he testifies about himself, then we say, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, and listen to these words, She'ein Ze Eidus Klav, Ela K'mi She'ein Odami. It's as if it doesn't exist. She'ein Adam Nikra La'atzmo Eid Posel, K'dei Shne'emar Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Batla Kula. V'damya, and where did I get this principle from, says the Ravid? V'damya l'hoda amar l'el. It's exactly what we saw earlier on Davav Amud Aleph, in our sugya. The Ravid here is speaking about something, a sugya on Dav Zayin, but he's harkening back to Davav Amud Aleph. What does it say on Davav Amud Aleph? Ooh, our Gemara. B'mekayme dover hakosa medaber, d'chi heichi den shimsa ech mena edem karo pasal, edusam b'teila, Hachanami kashnim sachem kav apostle shari mixas edusam betel machmas kurva. However, v'kiheki she'ein ahoy apostle es shar ha'edim mipnei she'ein ani korei bo edus shabbat mixas batal kula. Hachanami kashu meir al atzmo v'al achar bichlal ein ani korei bo edus shabbat mixas batal kula l'fi she'ein alav shem eid klal. Rabosai, did you understand what the Ravid just said? Anybody? The Ravid, I'll say it over just to make sure. The Ravid is saying, what is the whole yesod of Palgina Dibura? What is the essence of Palgin and Dibura? When I testify about myself, when I, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, what does that mean? Does that mean I am Pasul Eidus, or I don't have a shame aid clout? Which one?
No shame aid.
No shame aid. When do we say Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula? We say that when... a person is serving as an aide? Who's a pasul aide? A karov is a pasul aide. A rasha is a pasul aide. But if I'm testifying about myself, it's not the pshat that I'm pasul aidus. What's the pshat? I am mufka mi aidus. I am outside of the parsha of aidus. In Rashi's language, I'm an osei davar, not a mekayme davar. If I'm not an aid, then what's the status of my quote-unquote words that I'm saying? What's the status of them? It's not what? It's not what? It's not edus. And if it's not edus, you don't say edus shebatla miksasa batla kula, because it's not edus, it's a zero. So therefore, when I testify, Ploni Rivani Lirtsoni, which part of that statement is about me? Lirtsoni. So that Lirtsoni, Adam Karbes Latzmo, is a deletion. We delete it. It's not the pshat that it's butla. It didn't exist. And therefore, the edus about the Roveya is an edus shlema. Where did the Ravid get this chiddush from? The Ravid got this chiddush from our Gemara, from Mekayme Dover. He's learning the sugya exactly like Rashi. Now, I have a question for you. Listen to this question. Why did Gemara have to come up with this crazy case of Nir Bayatzil? near Bayatsu. Crazy case. Like, well, who, like, where, you know, it's like, why took sodomy? Why took sodomy? It's so. Let's talk tachlis, much more common case. Talk about a woman who was committed gilui arayos. Okay? And why don't we say, Niveles Yatzil. Why would we say Niveles Yatzil? Because what? Because she's a woman. And as a woman, she's Pasaledus. So why not just say Niveles Yatzil? Because she's Pasaledus. Much simpler, much more normal case, standard case. There are many more sugyas and shas about a Niveles, about Znus, than there are about Nirba. Why not talk about a simple case of Niveles Yatzil? Why did Gemara omit that? This is not my question. It's a question of the Sefer Urim V'Tumim in Simen Lamed Vav Sifkat and Yud Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Why don't you say in the Arayas Danivelis Tatzil the Isha Psula La'edus? Rabosa, what's the answer? What's the simple answer? Yes, Kobe, I'm working with you today. Go ahead.
It's not the same case.
The opposite. The exact opposite.
No, she never has a chalosh shein.
She, an isha, is not pasul eidus. She's mufka.
She's not an aid.
She's out of the parish of eidus. Take a look at the sheet. Let's see the sheet. I think I quoted something to this effect. Look at the Nesivas HaMishpat. The Nesivas HaMishpat writes that Ayin Old Biurim De Isha Vikatan Vigoy Ein Lahem Din Karav Apostle Inyan Zeh. They don't have a status of Karav Apostle. That you'd say Nimsa Echlem Karav Apostle. Why not? Because Deleka, they don't have a Chalos Shame Aid. And that, Rabosai, is a very fundamental yesod. I said there's a basic Chazara of last year, but it's the Ravid, it's the, I understand the Sugya, is Tosis, and that's the premise of the entire piece. Rabosai, I want to finish up with a quick last comment, since I'm going to a Chasna imminently. I just want to just mention very quickly, at the end of the last year, or a couple of streams ago, we just mentioned quickly, the bottom Tosis. The bottom Tosis, look at Tosis Shmuel again, we'll go do this quick. Tosis writes, get krovin. How do you go ahead and give a get in front of krovin? You have all these relatives, and I'm talking about Kiddushin now. You have all the relatives by Kiddushin. There's cousins, and there's grandparents, and there's fathers, and there's sisters, and there's brothers. So are we worried about sisters right now, according to what we're saying? You're not worried about sisters. Why not? Because it's not an eight. But what about the brothers? Are you worried about the brothers? L'chori, you should worry about the brothers, about the fathers, about the grandfathers. Those you should worry about. Satosis writes in his answer, how do we solve this problem? Satosis says, yeah, because they do not intend to give edus. They don't intend to testify. I just want to show you a famous Ritva. And then with this we will close because I got stuff to do. Look at this Ritva. The Ritva is found in Kiddushin Mem Gimel Mat Aleph, a very famous Ritva. So the Ritva says like this. We're going to read it quickly inside and then I'll let you go. Mir, kol hecha sheyesh ba oso ma'amad ksherim u'psum u'krovin. If you have in this same event, you have ksherim and psulim and krovin, Tzarech liyached edei kiddushin. You have to set aside edei kiddushin. Why? Dilo kive, dilo kaven the ika eid pasul beneyem edus kulam betela. Alpha gav. Even though in our Gemara we ask, da amri lemechzi asina? Did you come just to watch? as we say, the Mexia season or La Sudia season? Did he come to watch or did he come to give Edus? Rabosai. Did the brothers come to watch or did they come to give Edus? They came to watch. They came to watch. So if they came to watch, then what are we worried about? They're not coming to testify. They just came to watch. They're invited to the wedding. They want to see their sister get married. They just came to watch. So what are you worried about? What do you have to miyached Eidim? So says the Ritva, a big yesod in Hilchos Eidus. Because after all, Iyamri lemetziah sinon tiskama Eidus b'shar. When do we say that tiskama Eidus b'shar? If they just say we came to watch, haynu b'dinei mamonis uvedinei nefashos. That's true when it comes to mamonis and nefashos. She'ein ha'edus miskayemes ad sheboin lebeizdin. Vishas re'iya lo chashiva edus. That edus is only effective when they come into Bezin to testify. And shas re'iya doesn't count. That's true when it comes to dini mamonis and dini nefashos. If they don't plan on coming to testify, they're not edim. Edim requires, says Tosfos on our daf, coming to give Haggadah, that we discussed last week. Aval, hacha b'kiddushin, rabosai, ein ha'edus ba la'ames hadavar bilvad. Are the Eidim ever coming to testify? Are they ever going to testify? Are these Eidim that are the Eidei Kiddushin, are they giving Eidus, rabosai? Will they ever come to court? So the answer is, absolutely not. Their agenda is never to come into court. Ein ha'edus ba'ala ames ha'davar bilvad. El afilu yadinan da'achi kushti demilsa shekitsha. Even if we know the kiddushin happened, there were 1,000 people there. Ein ha'mikudeshes b'lo edus. You need edus. Not because we want them to testify. They're not testifying. They'll never step into a court. Rather, the ein likidushin kiyum below edus ugzeras hakosavi. In other words, Rabosai, what's the Ritva saying? Why is it that when my son, Amir Tzashem, gets married tomorrow, the Masada Kiddushin, Hagoin Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, is going to find the Eidim, maybe Rabbi Safer, maybe Rabbi Berg, and is going to go ahead and say to my son, are you miyached these Eidim to the exclusion of everyone else here? All 86 other people that are here. And the answer is he's going to say yes. And they're going to say, and I'm going to ask, but Rebbe, these Eidim are coming into court. And according to Tosfos in Makas Davav, unless you're coming into court, we don't say Nimsak Menkar Apostle. Why do you have to go ahead and be Miyachid Eidim? And he's going to answer me, Ritva in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel. Because what does the Ritva there say? The Ritva says, no, Eidei Kiddushin are different because the role of Eidus is not Eidei Birur, to testify. The role of Eidus, you might remember, for the first or second shir in Gittin, I think it was the first, maybe it was the second, is to solemnize the event, is to create a certain atmosphere of chashivas in the event. It solemnizes. That's the role of Eidus. It's not called Eidus Labirur Hadavar. It's called Eidus Lekium Hadavar. And therefore, that is the role of the Eidim. And therefore, even if they're not going to go ahead and testify, that's why we are Miyached Eidim at a Kiddushin, at a Gerushin, because this is Eidus Labirur Hadavar, not Eidus Lekium Hadavar. And that is a very famous place that's very relevant to this sugya in Maseches Makos Davav. I'm going to stop over here, and I'm going to wish you guys a good day tomorrow. Productive day. Steig away. Feel free to pop in on the live stream. Love to see you all, even though I won't see you, but you'll see me, or maybe not. Hopefully it'll all go well. And we'll see me at Shem on Tuesday. I'll tell you all the war stories of a Corona wedding. I hope there aren't any.
Thank you.